Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones today, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up, we're doing our fourth and final, for the time being, Lindsey Williams interview. That will be open phones. Your chance to direct questions directly to him from the interviews you heard last week. Big news blitz coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. Let's go to Lewis in New York. Lewis, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
I was looking on YouTube. I saw a video about classified swine flu martial law plan, and it has Representative John Haller. And he's talking about this martial law plan, how they're going to redo the Bill of Rights, and how they're going to do everything, just redo everything. Oh, wait, this was to take effect and was, you know, change and whatnot. And how
this is a federal congressman saying this?
Yeah, Representative John Haller. I just actually saw this morning. It says classified swine flu martial law plan.
Okay, let me stop you. Is it on YouTube?
It's on YouTube right now.
Okay, now I'm going to write down the headline again. And guys, to the crew out there, I need you to write this down because I want to find this on YouTube. It's what's the title? Classified?
Swine flu martial law plan. And I won't point even says why he's reading it. Like, he's saying things like the and swine flu. Everything else is just, he'll say it's classified. And then,
excuse me, is this a congressman on C-SPAN or where is this from?
On C-SPAN, yeah. I'm sorry?
Well, you know, under level 6 and under the executive order, it states they can't have martial law, mass roundups, mass arrest, forced quarantines, forced injections. But you're saying, where is this congressman from?
Pennsylvania, 12th District.
12th? District. I don't have to say get him on, guys. 12th District, Pennsylvania. And what? And how do you pronounce his name again?
John Haller, Haller.
Okay, yeah, that's the Onion, sir. Hmm. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not saying you're bad, but the name rung a bell. And what the Onion does, whether on purpose or not, is they put out very similar headlines and videos. And they're now nationwide. They're in most big cities. It's a fake newspaper, but they mirror what's really going on. And then every time I talk about all the real congressmen I had on, about how they were threatened with martial law last year, if they didn't hand over full control to the foreign banks over the issuance of currency and credit, that there would be martial law. So now when I have Congressman Ron Paul, and Senator Inhofe went public, and many others on about this. I'm having one of those memory slips. It wasn't Alan Grayson. Who was the other congressman who originally, he's in my, who? Yes, Brad Sherman, that's it, from California. We even had him on the show, that they were threatened with martial law. I get emails every week that I see, trying to scan through them and see comments on YouTube going, Alex Jones is the one that put out the fake Onion video. Alex Jones is the one that said that Congress called for martial law. So do you see how they operate? I can have Paul on. We can have cover the Inhofe statements to the media. We can have other congressmen on. They don't care. They do straw men. They also go out on the web and say that I'm saying space aliens are landing and that I'm saying all these things I never said. That's a straw man. But I'm not criticizing you. You took the bait. It's made to look like C-SPAN, but it's Onion Span of you. And it's Representative John Haller, Republican Pennsylvania, 12th District, totally and completely fake and put out after real congressman went public. That's how the New World Order rolls. And they put classified swine flu, martial law plan, done by design to discredit everything.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about EcoLaBlue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own EcoLaBlue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the EcoLaBlue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling EcoLaBlue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoLaBlue on the web at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are continuing with open phones today, coming up in about 25 minutes. We have Tim Baldwin, son of Chuck Baldwin, joining us about a very informative article about the history of our republic, joining us. Then Lindsey Williams is coming on for a full hour, but it's only going to be phone calls, one phone call after the other. I'm going to do a news blitz here in just a moment, but first let's run through four or five more calls quickly. David in Ohio, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'd like your input on this. I've been looking at the proper order to purpose structure, and I come up with things are either planned, things can happen by accident, or things are experimental. Is there anything else to that line of thinking?
Well, that's in the realm of human activity. Then there's nature, both on terra firma, in the atmosphere, and then from space. Meteor impacts, comets, solar radiation, fluctuations in the sun, dealing with weather. The sun is the greatest driver and arbiter of things non-human, but we spring from the life-giving energies of the sun supplied to us by the Creator. But I agree with you. And the establishment has chaos models where they can even predict major trends in human society and development. That's what most of their surveillance grids and psychological algorithm profiles that they garner from Google and TiVo and the cable systems and your cell phones and the NSA tapping is so they can predict random chaos models and find order in the chaos, and so they can set up systems to get more power out of naturally occurring crises, and this is declassified that they do this, but then also they will trigger their own crises, provocateur crises, or purely carry out crises. And so this is what the social engineers are into, and they point out that they are the humans that are involved in this. They're the humans that care about this. They are the people that have their business together and are focused. They also happen to be very cold-blooded, very controlling, and just horrible control freaks. And because good people who are just as intelligent but not as involved, and the society's been designed to keep intelligent, altruistic people from being involved, or to have altruistic individuals and groups, a lot of us have our energy sapped by false paradigms, believing we're aiding in good when we're actually serving the aims of the scientific dictatorship. But you're talking about philosophy here, so please elaborate on your point.
Well, actually, what I was trying to do is come up with a very easy method of determination, you know, instead of voting for the lesser of two evils and taking us down an evil path in the end, of, you know, going constitutional and what is unconstitutional, snipping it off at the bud. It's just not acceptable.
Absolutely. You have to vote on conscience and on morals. You have to vote on what's right. But people like to feel like it's a football team or baseball team. They want to have the bandwagon. They want to vote for the winner, George Bush in 2001, 2000. They want to vote for the winner, Barack Obama in 2008. They want to feel like they're part of the power structure. And so many of these fake churches and good old boys and mainline liberals and mainline conservatives, they are drunk on the imaginary power of associating their personal power with the power structure.
Kind of how, you know, I looked at the banking thing. People's will was to have credit and more, but they never saw credit leads to receivership.
And they never understood that the credit economy is run by a parasitic banking structure that creates fake paper. So how does a group with fake, made-up, unlimited fiat paper, how do they get control of a society when the society has real, tangible property, intellectual ideas, and labor? They create an economic structure where it is impossible to operate outside of the credit paradigm. They deindustrialize, they bankrupt, they tax, they regulate, so that you are forced by wrecking the ship of society onto the wreckage of the ship that is the government to now serve them. Then they can remold society in the image that they wish to create. This is the heart of the spirit and the mindset of our adversary.
Yeah, with this debt-based economy, even if everyone was allowed to bank 30% or could bank of what they made, the country is still running debt because they're paying interest on the full amount of money printed.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Well said. Very well said. I lose track of callers. Was that Lewis or David? Okay, good. That's what I thought it was. Thank you, David. We're going to go to Bill, Eric, and Skip. Then I'm going to do a little news blitz here, and then more in the next hour because Williams is staggered at the end of the third hour, half of the third hour, and the first half of the fourth hour today. So two news blitzes I'm going to be doing here. You see, the creator of the universe, whether you believe in the creator or not, the laws of the universe is about freedom and liberty and building and construction and brotherhood and love and all that's rewarding and all that's good. That's what springs from our basic programming, where truth is honored, where honor is number one, when your family is number one, when doing the right thing is number one, when being true, true blue, when people know you can be counted on. That is the greatest wealth. But they take that away and sell you debt and disease and weakness and lies and fraud and mental illness. Bill in Ohio, you're on the air.
Oh, now it's
good, sir.
Hey, you opened my eyes up about a year and a half ago, and I just want to say God bless you, man. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
I just had a quick story for you. I stopped a mosquito truck that was running down my street spraying chemicals in the air.
Oh, yeah, it's bad stuff.
Yeah, and I asked them, you know, if they could show me a sheet if what they were spraying into the air. And the girl just kept telling me, back away from the car, sir. I'm going to call the police. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just trying to ask you a question.
What you do is you go to the city council or the village or the county commissioners, whoever's funding this, and then you can get a list that way. And the problem is they got rid of DDT, and it did cause some problems in large birds that eat fish that were eating krill and shrimp and worms and smaller fish that were coming out of rivers into the ocean. So it did really mess up pelicans and eagles and things like that that eat fish. But DDT, I've looked at the molecular makeup. I've interviewed toxicologists on the show, and there have been many books written on the subject. DDT is much less toxic to humans than the new chemicals they spray. And I got home about 5.5 years ago. It was right after my grandmother had died, I remember. And I got home at about 3 a.m. from editing at the office, and a Cessna flew over at about 250 feet. I thought it was dangerously low at some of the big high-tension wires that were nearby. I believe it was illegal, unless they got an FAA waiver. And it had spray nozzles spraying a cloud. And I sat there to smell it because I wanted to know what they were spraying. Curiosity killed the cat, and it was a chemical. And I went inside, and I search engined aerial spraying insect eradication, Austin, Texas. And sure enough, they had a year-long contract for during the spring, summer, and fall to spray for some type of Chinese moth. And I read what the chemical was, very poisonous to humans, and just so happens to be associated with infertility in mammals. So how the globalists operate is there are thousands of pesticides, and they'll pick the pesticides that interfere with human reproduction. And then it's hidden in plain view. The guy spraying it doesn't know. And then I tried to tell people on air about the spraying, and they laughed and giggled. But absolutely, I've been down at Port Aransas, and this truck drives around at like 10 p.m. almost every time I'm down there. If I go out to the 7-Eleven or whatever, or the local, it's not 7-Eleven, it's Stripes, you know, to buy some milk or whatever. My wife will be like, oh, the kids are asleep. We forgot milk. Go get some and you know, eggs for breakfast. And I see the trucks driving around, and boy, does it stink when you smell that poison. What was your other comment on that subject?
Well, actually, now the county is now bringing me to court and putting charges against me, fourth-degree misdemeanor for enticing and trying to fight with a mosquito truck driver when all I was doing was asking questions.
Oh, so see, it goes further. The person's on a power trip. Well, listen, you just get a jury trial, and you let them know you're going to sue them, and you sue the individual for filing a false report. Doesn't matter if they win or not. You just sue them, then they're going to have to respond. They think you're just there to be a victim. Give them some of their own medicine and call them in and say, did I just talk to you? And you said, get back from the truck. And, you know, it's my right to ask what you're spraying. But, see, they got all these new prisons. They got to put people in them. And so that's why they're going after you. I mean, how did this end? The police came?
No, the cops never showed up, but I had to go make a statement at the police department. And even the cops said the county's been calling me like 5 times trying to put this thing through trial. He's like, this is crazy. He's like, there's no evidence of any kind.
Yeah, he's not going to rise through the ranks. They'll get rid of him and hire some felon or something. Or, you know, he'll end up washing police cars out back.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane. But sir, I see articles like this in the news. I see articles every week where police come and arrest people for flying upside down American flags. They think it's illegal when you're supposed to fly it. If the country isn't in crisis, I don't know when it ever will be. So I guess you walk back in your house and this control freak wrote the number down.
Well, evidently, I'm going next week for the trial, but I just thought, you know, it's my duty as an American to stand up and ask questions, you know.
What is this wicked county?
Lake County.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
hey, man,
I
saw police bite old women coming out of shops with grocery bags with police dogs, and when the old women complained, they went ahead and arrested them and charged them. Those old women's lives are over. They'll definitely be paying most of their money to the to the probation man.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Is coming up. Let's go ahead and take a call from Eric in Florida and Skip, Victor, Amber, and others. You're on the air. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Fighting as hard as I can. If this was the Alamo, I'd be up there swinging my musket.
Yes, sir. That's a big 10-4. Hey, I've got something I want to get to, but first I want to say I did see a trailer for The Fall of the Republic, and it was without a doubt the most professional, the slickest of all your stuff, and everybody should see it. And I also wanted to just say to all your listeners that everybody should get out there and do their part, whatever that might be, whether it's talking to their neighbors, talking to
letters to the editor, calling into talk radio and plugging the film, making copies of it, putting it on Access TV, giving it to your congressman or woman.
Whatever it takes, and the person that they can't get through to, they need to just go ahead and skip over and go on to the next person.
Yeah, don't waste time with ninnies, because they'll think you're trying to impress them or that you're on a power trip, and they'll get that little demonic glow of, I love being a slave, I think it's cute, I'm a deep-down coward, so I've crime-stopped, I've subconsciously decided I love tyranny. You know, you could put a bucket of sewage in front of them, and they'd eat it like it was apple pie. Just move on from the biological slave.
Hey, Alex, I just want to point out, I see a lot of people in my line of work. I'm a bartender, and there's a lot of disgust and a lot of angst out there. But I want to go ahead and get right to the reason I called you. I just picked up my mail a little bit ago, and I got something from our friends at FEMA in the mail. Yeah, and what it is it says, let me get to the right page here. Important information about your flood insurance coverage.
Yeah, they're federalizing everything in the name of floodplains and expanding the floodplains everywhere. Even people on mountaintops are now being put in them, so FEMA can control development.
Right, and on the one page it says, it's the acknowledgement of receipt, and it says the person listed on the policy as the named insurer should sign and date this form.
Yeah, they announced 10 years ago in the 2000 census in 99 when they were getting rolling that they were going to start a yearly census by 2009 and that you're just now going to get stuff in the mail saying we're going to arrest you if you don't fill this out. No more Fifth Amendment. I mean, you can be caught in a basement with 14 dead bodies covered with axe wounds all over them and the police couldn't compel you to incriminate yourself. But they get up there like roosters up on the church top and say, you've got to fill out every form we say. And everybody just rolls over like jellyfish and does it.
And I wanted to just bring that to you and your listeners' attention because I think this is one of those examples of your color of law thing where it doesn't say you have to do it, but that you should do it.
Absolutely. And you should drink fluoride water. They have public service announcements now on radio and TV. I've seen them. And I'm so busy, I haven't even taped it. You know, you always catch it and you don't have a VCR or DVD recording or DVR recording. But they're now going, tap water, the healthiest, the best. Bottled water can be dangerous. And uses a few examples of where it's been bad bottled water. And it certainly can be if they don't clean the filtering systems when they're making it. And then when it finally gets overflowed, all the poison that's backed up, tens of thousands of gallons worth of water that's been treated, all of it then basically precipitates out into the bottled water. That's why you got to filter it yourself. But all these public service announcements, don't drink bottled water. Don't filter it. We're the government. We love you so much. We care so much about your teeth. Just please drink it. Everything's going to be fine. Just trust us. We care so much about you. Take the vaccine. Oh, don't read all our government textbooks and policy reports how we want to poison you and sterilize you. Just believe us. We're so good. Oh, we just want to help you, please. Oh my gosh, we love you. I mean, it's just so sick and evil. I mean, imagine that if somebody would have made a science fiction movie 50 years ago where they were putting poison in the water and had public service announcements about be sure and drink your fluoride water, give it to your children, it's good, don't believe the conspiracy theory. I mean, doesn't that creep all of you out? Can't you see through it? Can't you get your heads out of the sand? Can't you stand up for your family? Can't you go to the city councils and county commissioners and say, get the fluoride out of my stinking water, dog meat? Get it out, you filthy control freak environmentalist murderer! You son of a bitch! Killing my kids, killing my wife, killing my family, you little bastard. They deserve to all be in prison or on death row, not up there in their fancy suits at their city councils murdering us. Get some testosterone. Get some guts going. See through how we're all in pens, being euthanized. We're not animals. We're human beings. Wake up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes, your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Is it getting better?
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
In the end, Barack Obama should thank me for making fall of the Republic.
One love.
So should that sickening traitor George W. Bush. Because these films, The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, document that they're just puppets and frontmen. And though they're guilty of many of the crimes carried out by their bosses, they are only frontmen, foot soldiers, enforcers, capos. And they build them up and then destroy them and then bring in the next puppet. And that's why Fall of the Republic is so important. It details the police state, the banking takeover, the global carbon tax, everything. This is the film for this time. This is my most powerful film, and everyone needs to see it. I'm asking you to order the DVD at Infowars.com today on the online video bookstore shopping cart. I'm asking you to make copies of it. I'm asking you to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and download the DivX version and burn it to disk and give it to everyone you know. I'm asking you to take action. I'm asking you to call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, and to not wait and not count on others. The Obama deception has been devastating. They have written scores of mainstream news articles attacking me for the Obama deception and admitting it's hurt them. That's because of you taking action. Sure, I'm the quarterback. I got the ball downfield, but you have been the receivers that are marching down the enemy lines, and we're having victories. Let's redouble our efforts because we're coming from behind here. We're putting points on the board. We have got to come from behind with a winning spirit and beat these people. And this is the big football game that actually matters for your family and your future. This tyranny is unlike any tyranny we've ever seen. This is not a boss hog tyranny. Those are bad enough. This is a scientifically crafted system that is designed to stop us from defeating them. But if we're aware of their tricks, we can stop them. The Obama deception and Fall of the Republic, both these films need to be gotten out to everybody. Okay. For the rest of this hour, then I'm going to do a news blitz. Then we've got open phones, 1-800-259-9231. I wanted to get Timothy Baldwin on, first time he's been with us. And he attended the University of West Florida, received a bachelor's degree in English, political science. There he went to Cumberland Law School, and we appreciate him coming on. He began his career at the state attorney's office in Florida, and it goes on from there. 2006, Baldwin opened his law office in Pensacola. He's also helped his dad on his campaign for president, and we've had Chuck Baldwin on so many times in the last 12, 13, 14, 13 years I've been interviewing Chuck Baldwin. Thought we'd have him on. Plus, he's got a talent for breaking down history and the facts, just like his father, Chuck Baldwin. So Timothy Baldwin joins us for the next 25 minutes till this hour ends, then News Blitz, then your phone calls for Skip, Victor, Amber, Cody, Dayton, and others that are patiently holding. We're going to get to you as well today. And I'm going to get into the New York Times, an article, an editorial written by the U.N. Secretary General calling for world government and saying the key to it all is the carbon tax. We're going to break that down today. And they are announcing there will be taxes on all of your meat-eating pets. Remember, Hitler was a vegetarian. This is the eugenicist religion. This is the religion of the chicken neck control freak. So we're going to go over it all today. Timothy Baldwin, Esquire, good to have you on with us today.
It's my pleasure to be on your show, Alex. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. Well, growing up, seeing your dad fight the New World Order, it's good to see you fighting it today. Tell us a little bit about your take on the state of the world right now and this key point in history. When the New World Order is openly emerging, people are waking up, but we're in a limited window to defeat them. Then let's get into your latest article, Freedom's Destruction Through Constitutional Deconstruction.
Well, you know, Alex, as you've highlighted on your show for so many years, the corruption of the federal government, I think it would be, you have to have your head completely in the sand not to know that there are some serious problems within the system of our government.
You know what? We lost your phone again, and it's the exact same sound with our last guest. It may be our system. We had a huge crash. It is our system? We had a huge crash, Timothy, yesterday. Can we go to an analog phone or something else with him immediately? Because this is really, we're gonna go to the Genesis Network. We're gonna go back to them doing the phone calls for now, till this is fixed. We're gonna go back to Mr. Baldwin. There I was griping at my guest yesterday for bad phones, and I know that sound. That's us. And I go back to the issue of funding. I need to hire an extra IT person desperately. We need three. These guys were up here this weekend when we had a server crash with the mail server. We had this whole system go haywire Sunday where Burmese couldn't even do a show. I'm not complaining. We have had just constant issues, and we've had consultants in here. They say our IT guys are extremely talented and are doing a fabulous job, but there's just too much for them to do because they're busy fixing broken computers and all sorts of other stuff and dealing with this. But so please continue to support us, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a great cost here. Okay, let's start over, Timothy Baldwin, with the point you were making about having to have your head examined if you think the government isn't out of control. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I think as our founder said, that the evidences are clear of the usurpations and the abuses of government. I mean, you know, we could sit here and talk for months and months about the corruption that we've seen. and what we believe it means and where it's leading. I think that the evidence is very clear that they're trying to unite the nations in a global type economy and structure. Of course, this goes in line with their desire for power and money. It's the nature of mankind to use other people for their advantage, and this is what we're seeing. You know, and what I have tried to do is I have tried to study history and our particularly our history to see what cures there are for this type of abuse and this type of encroachment. And you know, my conclusion is that it's similar to what Alexander Hamilton said. And of course, I'm no fan of Alexander Hamilton, but I believe what he said in the Federalist Papers was very true, and that is to best preserve freedom, you need power to be able to check power. And of course, the context of what he said there was that the state governments were to be used to check the federal government. And that's something we have
a separation of powers. Powers set against themselves, and that was one of the few issues that the founders unanimously agreed upon. They just debated about how to arrange that structure, and they did it a lot off the Greek and, of course, the common law in England and, of course, off the Dutch system, as you know. But now that's been undermined by the foreign and offshore corporations. That's why we need to take over the local governments, and that's why we need to also, as patriots, take over the government and have the long view of history. And that's why we need to financially support alternative media and institutions so that we can grow our power to then be able to face down the establishment. But go ahead.
Well, you know, and this is something that I'm trying to educate people when I talk and when I write about this subject. You know, when you study our history, one thing is very clear. Our founders and the ratifiers of our Constitution rejected the national form of government. And they were very clear that what they wanted was a federal system, that is, the states had co-equal power with regard to all the powers that they retained under the 10th Amendment.
And ninth.
Of course, and the 9th Amendment as well. But the problem, what we have here, if we look through the U.S. Supreme Court decisions, we have a complete reversal of that idea and that understanding.
And that starts after the Civil War, does it not?
Well, it started before that because the U.S., particularly under Joseph Story's court and also, of course, John Marshall, they tried to establish through their decisions that the federal government was a supreme sovereignty over the state sovereignties through the Supremacy Clause. And what they tried to establish was the U.S. Supreme Court has the ultimate final decision on what the Constitution means. And that's just contrary to what our federal system is all about. It is power checking power, state power checking federal power. And as you just mentioned, after the Civil War, they really were able to grab a hold of that idea and force the states to do what they want them to do. And that's been one of the biggest detrimental causes of freedom in our country today.
Absolutely. And from the beginning, the founders stated it was a confederation of states that met to arbitrate their disputes in the federal Congress, but that any time a state wanted to leave or a state wanted to make deals with someone else, they were allowed to do that under the 9th and 10th Amendment. We've seen a total reversal, and then once you have a centralized federal all-powerful government, it can then be taken over by foreign offshore governments or private institutions, and that's now happened.
Yes, exactly. And you know, Alex, if there's one thing I would wish people would get a concept of, and that is the concept that the states have just as much power to defend freedom as any other sovereign country or sovereign.
But they must exercise that power.
They must, and unfortunately, for more than 100 years, the states have really not done that. It's only until recently that the states are actually becoming more aware of their powers under the 10th Amendment, all the retained powers that they have, to try to once again reestablish these ideals of freedom that we hold. And it's good to see some of the states doing that. I'm sure you're very familiar with the Montana Firearms Freedom Act, which I am actually a part of that litigation, by the way.
Well, good. For those that don't know about it, why don't you tell people?
Well, it's a law that was passed in Montana and, of course, in Tennessee as well, and other states are introducing this bill. But
and it's got the feds very, very scared, and it's something you and your father helped lead. Another example of ideas, putting them into action, true leadership. And if others get behind this, it is a tide that is going to be unstoppable.
Exactly, because what it says is, look, if we create this product, in this case it's a gun, but it could be anything, if we create this product and when we sell it within our sovereign borders, in this case the state of Montana, then the federal regulations have no applicability in that state whatsoever.
The Interstate Commerce Clause has no authority.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do. And, of course, I wasn't the great people in Montana that passed this. I didn't influence them, I don't think, in doing this. They did this on their own, and it's catching on like wildfire. Similar to the state sovereignty resolutions, but this is something that has teeth. This is something that has power behind it because essentially it is reversing about 130 years of U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have, well, actually, I'll take that back, about 80 years of U.S. Supreme Court decisions that have given Congress this power to just roughshod over state sovereignty, and it's reversing all that. So it's very important, but it's things like that are going to protect freedom, and it's going to really put the brakes on this new world order. If we stop and think about it, the federal government has absolutely no power to do anything unless the states are behind them and supporting them. So as soon as the states realize that they have the power to stop this almost overnight, we may see a chance of restoration in this country. But until we get back to this idea, I don't believe that we're going to have much of a chance short of just outright revolution. And I don't think many people want to go down that road because of the cost it entails at this point. But the point is that we have to get back to the ideas of federalism, which were the protecting guardians of freedom in this country.
Absolutely. Go through the battle plan that you break down in this article.
Well, you're referring to the freedom's destruction through constitutional
defense. Sure, and some of the other articles you and the Constitution Party, your father and others have been putting out, battle plans, dealing with the states, teaching people the right and proper duties of the state and the people that reside within the states.
Well, that particular article that I wrote, it really, what I try to do is highlight the fact that during the Constitutional Convention debates, the founders and the ratifiers rejected this notion that the federal government has the power to negate state laws, and that, in other words, under the Tenth Amendment, the state laws under their sovereignty was not to be negated by the federal laws. They rejected that idea. So, in other words, the states still have the power to do this, and it's through the constitutional amendment process that the states are to decide what they want the Constitution to be. To preserve the freedoms, and what I try to do is highlight the fact that this is not what has been told us over the past 100 years. We have been told that the U.S. Supreme Court in the federal government has supreme sovereignty over the states, and it just is not true. It was rejected by the founders and by the ratifiers specifically. The history is very clear on this subject, Alex. Of course, I'm sure you know this, but your listeners need to understand that this is very clear. We know that the founders rejected the nationalistic idea that states are to have the same co-equal powers that the federal government has with regard to their powers,
and that's co-equal on the three powers delegated to the federal government. The states are actually superior to the federal government because all powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are expressly reserved to the states or the people.
Yeah. Exactly right. You know, if you take a look at what they rejected, what they actually proposed during the conventions for the federal government to have power to regulate, if you look at that, it mentioned agriculture, it mentioned education, it mentioned commerce in general, and they actually rejected those and removed those from the federal government's power. So, yes, their power is very, very limited, and it's only been through this supposed living constitution idea that we have been defrauded and criminally, I think, defrauded from our natural rights of compact here. But the point of the matter is this: the states have the power to reclaim these powers that have been taken from them because it's their power. It's the power that they got from the sovereigns of their state, that is the people.
And, yes, they've usurped our power, and now the state tells us they're God, and police are taught worshiping the government is what is patriotic.
Right, right. It's very dangerous, and we've just become so used to it. We've become mind slaves to their agenda, and we need a serious awakening and enlightenment of this understanding. But once people understand this, it will cause a tremendous movement, I believe, in restoring our republic, because you know it's like the competition of commerce or the economic competition model. This will be a competition of ideas that will allow the 50 states to once again find out what works best within their state, within their borders, and we can have freedom restored to this republic. As long as we have this monopolized power that we are forced to accept through the federal government, I don't think there's going to be much hope to get ourselves out of this. But
absolutely, but the COINTELPRO operatives, every time we try to build something or a movement, they'll go, "It's not instant. You're stupid. We need to just shoot everybody." They always turn out to be feds. They know we're in the right, and if we just in an orderly way educate people, we're going to win. Stay there. We'll be right back with Timothy Baldwin.
Worried that inflation will ruin your retirement or plans of sending your kids to college? Get a pencil. Discover how to turn $10,000 into possibly $431,000 in the next 12 to 18 months. For example, investors who took Scott Smith's advice and invested $10,000 in Silver Standard Resources turned it into $431,000. And those who invested in Seabridge Gold Shares turned $10,000 into $800,000. Scott Smith is the former senior executive of Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter. He's urging everyone afraid of the nearly $2 trillion in new debt to get his inflation survival kit. It details 7 must-own stocks, including a gold stock with 6-figure potential that has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 877-727-2461. That's 877-727-2461. Or go to his website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Way up north, way up north.
Chuck Baldwin's politically active lawyer's son, fighting the tyranny, joins us. Wrote the column Freedom's Destruction for Constitutional Deconstruction. Got about 5 minutes left, and I'm coming back with phone calls with the first five-minute segment, then a news blitz, then more phone calls, then Lindsey Williams. You want to hear about the UN openly announcing world government yet again, arrogantly, and how the carbon tax is the key to it all. And I think the key for us to understand, Mr. Baldwin, is that we are running out of time. We are now here inside the world government. Instead of corruption that's running rampant, just stagnating, it's blooming. And now is the time for everybody to start seeing themselves as leaders and getting involved. And it doesn't mean we'll save the world by ourselves, but many hands make light work. Closing comments, Timothy Baldwin.
Well, Alex, I think that we are, in fact, short of time, and I believe that we are at a decision where, similar to our founding fathers, like Samuel Adams said, we either decide to declare our independence now and live as free men, or we decide to just go along and live as slaves. And I truly believe that we are reaching that point. And as you said, we are not going to be able to save the world by ourselves, but we can try to save our communities. We can try to save our states. And that's exactly the model that the founding fathers gave to us, to keep matters that affect us the most on a state and local level. And when we do that, we will keep the federal government and those people who would use us as their little pawns, we will keep them at bay. To me,
and we need zero compromise and to know the politicians' tricks, both parties, and to really get aggressive and just say, look, I see through all your corporate scams. I know you got handbooks on how to lie to me. The games are over.
Yes.
And if that means following a corrupt judge as an investigative reporter and catching him with hookers, if that means, it's time to start playing hardball with this scum. They're all criminals. We need to go after them legally and lawfully.
I agree with that. And I think, too, it's time for the people to really start what I would consider to be ignoring the federal government. In other words, don't give them the flattery that they're getting from us. Ignore them.
They're not officials. They're not authorities. And at the same time, go ahead.
They're illegitimate, Alex. And I think with that, if we can focus on our state legislators, our state governors, judges, county commissioners, sheriffs, if we can start getting those people to realize our concerns and actually have them represent us, and not just us, but represent the principles of freedom, I think that we can restore this republic. But unfortunately, not all states are going to go along with that. There will be some that, of course, ignore that and will go along with this agenda that has been shoved down our throats for so many years. But, Alex, it is time for us to step up. We cannot be lethargic any longer. We have to do this now, and that's why I appreciate what you're doing so much.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing, Timothy Baldwin, in the footsteps of your father. But in closing, the good news is Republicans and Democrats I talk to now know both parties are controlled. They finally have figured it out. It's been a process, but more and more are waking up. And people aren't saying we need to fix the government. They're saying the whole thing's rotten, the whole thing's corrupt, the whole thing's evil, and it's over. And the establishment knows that. That's why they're trying to come in to intimidate people and to bring in this tyranny. But that is not going to work. And so I salute you and I appreciate you. Fire out a website where folks can learn more about what you're doing. The 10th Amendment Center.
Well, the 10th Amendment Center is a great website. It's run by Michael Bolden. He does a great job. But my website actually is www.libertydefenseleague.com.
And folks can get involved with the Liberty Defense League at libertydefenseleague.com. Vaya con Dios, Timothy.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for joining us. Back in 70 seconds with the second half of this transmission, your phone calls, News Blitz, and Lindsey Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.